This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world. The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the studio gym where excuses never apply,
it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. It's Friday, which means I'm joined in the studio by the artist formerly known as Elisa, but now just referred to as the lovely and talented. How are you, the lovely and talented?
Only by you.
Yeah, I said that on the TV show. You got a kick out of that. You kept giggling every time I said, and she's affectionately known as the lovely and talented.
I'm well. How are you?
Good. Wonderful. And we have a lot of fun things to talk about today.
Yes, we do.
I'm going to try not to. I really am going to make a conscious effort not to rant today. So let's see how that works out.
Why is that?
I don't know. I feel like it's almost become predictable that every Friday, oh, well, if it's Friday, Carl's going to rant. Well, I'm going to like change it up a little bit. I'm not going to rant. In fact, I'm going to chill a little bit today. So let's see how that works.
Okay. We'll see how that works.
Yeah, let's see if I can really do it now. That's a different story, right?
So you got an interesting phone call the other night.
Okay. So the timing of this was perfect, actually.
Yes.
So we were going to a meeting. What night was that? Wednesday night. We were going to a meeting put on by an investment firm to discuss the changing landscape as a result of the new Affordable Health Care Act in the United States. And I hate getting solicited at home. Elisa knows this, that if telemarketers call, I'm rude to them. I hang up on them. I say nasty things to them, and then I hang up on them. But this particular telemarketer called and said, "This is not a solicitation. I'm calling on behalf of the Kentucky Department of Health and the CDC." I'm like, "The CDC? Okay." I'm like Peter Griffin. Go on. So she goes, "We're doing a poll. Your number has been selected at random. We don't know who you are. Blah, blah, blah. We need to talk to the male of the household," which was obviously pretty chauvinist. What if it was a female run household? They would have hung up, I guess.
Really?
The oldest,
tell me male. That.
Yeah. So she starts to ask questions about healthcare. You know, do I have a private plan? Am I, you know, Medicare, blah, blah, blah.
What medications you're on?
Oh, well, three times she asked me about my medications. And one time she just couldn't get it that I'm not on any medications. But so I know a little something about polling. And so many of these questions, I could smell the skewing that was going to occur with these answers.
Like what kind of a question?
Well, like one of the questions was, in the past 2 weeks, how many days have you awoken with the lack of desire or motivation? I'm sorry to say where you lack desire and motivation.
But how many?
But not only that, but that's a really subjective question. I mean, what is that? Well, I wasn't excited about the day because I was going to get fired that day. I mean, like, what? That's a really.
And that doesn't mean you're depressed. That just means it's a life event.
But they're trying to get to that because they also asked me about depression. Have you been ever diagnosed with depression? Do you take antidepressants? Those were all questions that they asked.
And didn't they ask you, do you have problems getting to and from like the doctors?
Have you ever not gotten your prescription filled because you had, for one of these reasons, difficulty getting to and from the pharmacy, unable to pay your copay, unable to afford your pharmaceuticals, blah, blah, blah. But none of them were because you don't take pharmaceutical drugs.
And she asked you how many days a week you worked out. And
they only went up to 60 minutes. Mm-hmm. So they said, how many days a week do you work out? I said, 5 to 6. She goes, do you exercise? I said, yes. Of the following answers, which best fits you? You go to the gym or you work out, you exercise 1 day a week, 2 days a week. 5 days a week. I said 5 to 6. She goes, well, I don't have a 5 to 6. It's 5 or 6. I said, okay, say 5. I figured I'd be conservative. Then she goes, on the days that you exercise, how many minutes per session do you exercise? 10 or more? No, 10 or less, 20 or less, 30 or less, 40 or less, 50 or less, or 60 or less. I said 90. She goes, I don't have a 90. We'll just put you 60 or less. I thought that was fun. You know, it's like, I don't fit this group, obviously, that they're looking for.
Right.
But when you listen to all the questions and string them together, here's what they're trying to do. People need health care, but they can't get it. That's what this is all about. People are having problems that they're not talking about. Oh, people are waking up and they don't have joy in their lives. You know what? You're not guaranteed to be motivated and up every single day of your life. That doesn't mean that you should be medicated as a result of it. It doesn't mean that you have an illness. I mean, it's just some of these questions are just nonsense, in my opinion.
They obviously have an agenda.
Yes. And I'll tell you something. I would love to get a copy of the study from the CDC. I want to reach out to the CDC and find out, when will this data be available? Who are they doing? Because this CDC, it's got to be available to the public, I would imagine.
So then we went on to the meeting.
Right.
And they had a lobbyist from Washington there, and then they had a guy who from a firm,
an investment firm, and he is in the department that does speculating on biotechnology, you know, pharmaceutical drugs and stuff like that.
The list of things that he put up on the screen of new inventions that are coming out by Pfizer,
Bristol Myers,
Roche, and all of these drug companies. It's amazing.
So here's the thing. So Elisa and I went to this meeting. A good friend of ours invited us, and very, very generous of us to invite us to this, because this meeting was filled with some of the wealthiest people in the community who were going there not to find out how the new healthcare plan was going to affect them from a healthcare standpoint, to find out how the landscape is changing. And investment opportunities.
Yes.
Investment opportunities. Because they were talking about how the new Affordable Care Act is going to increase utilization. Utilization will be up. Well, what utilization means is people will be going to the doctor more and being prescribed drugs more. So that's a positive. Utilization is a positive, right? If there's a payer now that's going to pay for these drugs. And then they talked about the exciting drugs, the PD-1, drugs that are going to be used for cancers that interact with the PD-1 receptor that are supposed to cause the immune system to be able to attack the cancers and all this other stuff. And these are areas of opportunity. These are the drugs that you're going to be seeing that have the greatest amount of reward and the lowest amount of risk and the lowest amount of cost, so that the healthcare plans will be able to pay for them. So these are where you should be investing your dollars. And I kept looking at Elisa and thinking, they're talking about people's illnesses.
Making money on it.
And you know what it reminded me of? I had a friend back in the early 90s when AIDS was just really starting to like make the scene. Like, oh, people are dying of AIDS and AIDS and AIDS. And he worked for an insurance company. He was a broker, an aggregator. He used to work with insurance companies. And he started something called a viatical settlement policy.
And what is that?
Okay, so you've been diagnosed with AIDS, right? And you happen to have $1 million life insurance policy. They'd cash you out today for, let's say, 10 cents on the dollar, 20 cents on the dollar, 30, depending on how long your projected lifespan was. They'd give you the money today, and then they collect your policy when you die.
Oh, I have heard of that before.
And they're called viatical settlement. So they would go to these people who had AIDS, and they'd say, look, you got AIDS. We're unsure how long you're going to live, but wouldn't you like to have money to live your life now, to take those vacations? What good is the money after you die? And so people are like, yeah, I can do that. Then they'd say, okay, go to our doctors, and their doctors would examine them, and then they would write a perspective on this person's life. They're going to last 5 to 7 years. So based on 5 to 7 years of paying that premium for them, because don't forget, once they take their policy, they're paying the premium now. So they're saying, oh, so if this person lasts 7 years, we're going to have to pay this premium for 7 years, and we can give them X amount of dollars up front, because then when they die, we're going to get this $1 million. So maybe they'd give that person $350,000 on that $1 million policy, and the person was thrilled. But what happened was, this guy, who was brilliant, and I'm not condoning this, but he was brilliant to look at it that way, right? people turned their backs on him like he was a pariah, like he was a vampire, because he was betting on people's dying. And I don't see how this is any different than what we went to the other night. Oh, utilization will be up. All these sick people out there, this is how you can profit from. They're all going to be used. And I told Elisa at one point, remember I said, I would love to be able to get up in front of this room right now and say, hey, everybody, this is so exciting. How many of you are really excited about the potential financial opportunities that will be gained from all of these wonderful pharmaceutical drugs that will be treating all these amazing diseases? And I'm sure the hands would have gone up like, oh, yeah, we're really thrilled. Now, how many of you are thrilled about getting these diseases and using these drugs?
Because the people in the audience did not look healthy.
They looked like they were the biggest recipients of these drugs already.
Mm-hmm.
And I just, I mean, I, all I could, I just felt so out of place in this meeting because of the life we live and the belief system that we have. And the guy who invited us is a gem. He's a wonderful individual.
Yes, he is.
I mean, really like one of my favorite guys to be around. And he said, do you want to meet the lobbyist? Do you want to ask any questions? And I said, no, I said, I have no questions that would qualify for this discussion. I said, I feel like if I ask any questions, it would be like asking for a good gefilte fish recipe at a skinheads convention. Like, I don't want to be singled out as the guy who's against all this stuff.
And interestingly enough, the lobbyist, I told Carl, he was so interesting. His presentation was very upbeat and charismatic. And the other guy was really kind of monotone.
Well, these drugs here will be prescribed for people with melanoma.
But
and
you were right. The lobbyist, I mean, that's what he does. He gets in front of people.
A lobbyist is a salesman.
Yes.
I could have been a lobbyist. You want to know the truth? A lobbyist is a salesman. He walks into somebody and sells them on a concept, right or wrong.
He was good. He was a good speaker.
He was really good. But it was just interesting to see a different side. So everybody's out there talking about, oh, the Affordable Care Act, this and that. But there's a group of people out there going, they're wringing their hands and going, okay, we now have a government agency that's going to pay for prescriptions. We need to start investing in drugs. We need to start investing in drugs. We need to make sure that these diseases don't go away because these drugs are going to be worth a lot of money.
Yes.
Elisa has become the consummate professional on the show. She is going at her throat, cutting her throat, saying, it's time to take a break. I love it.
Did you say you weren't going to rant? Did you have a little rant already?
No, I don't think I was ranting. I just think it was funny.
Oh, okay.
I hope I wasn't ranting.
No.
Okay. We should get a buzzer where if I rant, you hit the buzzer and I get
a
zap. All right, let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we've got a lot more good stuff to talk about. Stay tuned. It's interesting what we consider a reason to get angry.
He's a military strategist on health.
Merck, the pharmaceutical company, killed 55,000 people with Vioxx. They knew that it had a problem, and they sold it to people anyway, and 55,000 plus people died taking Vioxx.
He's Carl Lenore.
Why isn't this current administration going, we need to go to White House Station, New Jersey, where the Merck headquarters is, and send the military in there? We need to bomb Merck, because they killed 55,000 Americans knowing that they were going to kill 55,000 Americans.
On Superhuman Radio.
Where is the outrage about that?
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
If you're taking more than one nutritional supplement, stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food you can buy. Even Olympic athletes have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. You take just one nutritional supplement to help the brain with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity. It is safe with no contraindications. Learn more at BioAge.com or call 877-288-9116. Mention Superhuman Radio and get a 10% discount. You can also go to SuperhumanRadio.com and click the Bio Age banner ad. Enter promo code SHR for a discount. Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. Age Force introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now Patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for, and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. AgeForce introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now Patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order.
I usually avoid protein bars because they're generally just candy in disguise. But that's all changed now. With Quest Protein Bars, we can enjoy dessert again without the guilt. With 20 grams of whey isolate protein, tons of prebiotic fiber, no sugar added, and only 2 to 6 grams of active carbohydrates per bar, Quest Bars will keep you full and lean. I've never endorsed a protein bar before because I simply didn't trust them. That's all changed with the Quest Bar. Not just because of what's in them, but more so for what's not. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad. Start enjoying dessert again.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. So here's something really funny. So I'm supposed to be going to this charity event this year called Toys for Tots.
Yes.
And it's a black tie event. I don't own a tuxedo, and I probably should, right? Because there's lots of opportunities for me to wear them, events and stuff like that. But I don't have one.
Plus, you probably would look handsome in one.
And that too, obviously. And so we were talking about whether or not I should buy a tuxedo, and I said to Elisa, I've put on a substantial amount of muscle in my upper body since I hurt my leg, and I don't think the end is in sight yet. I think I'm going to continue to get thicker. My shoulders have gotten broader. My chest and back are thicker. And a lot of jackets that I just bought, you know, a year ago don't fit me any longer.
Visibly, you can see the difference.
And I think it's going to continue for a while longer. So I said, maybe I should just rent a tux. So a good friend of Elisa's, well-meaning friend, had contacted Elisa.
Well, last year, her boyfriend went to Macy's and got one at one of these huge sales, because Macy's has huge sales, and he had a coupon, and he got it for what it would cost him to rent one.
Right.
So she called me and said she had gotten a coupon in the mail for Macy's and asked if we wanted it, if you were going to buy a tux that would help out with the cost.
And you said to her?
I said, well, I'm not sure Carl said that. He has gaining muscle right now, and he might wait because he doesn't want to grow out of it if he purchases it, because that's not a small purchase.
And she said,
well, you know,
Tell him not to worry,
because as we age, we don't gain muscle. We actually lose muscle.
So he should just go ahead and buy that tuxedo now.
Yeah.
And that's when you said to her, well, he's actually.
And that's when I said, well, he's actually put on a lot of muscle in the past few months because he's training upper body. He used to focus a lot on the lower body. Now, since he tore his hamstring, he's focusing on the upper. And she said, oh, well, okay. But, you know.
She was quiet about it, right?
Right. And I didn't want to push the issue. So I just was quiet.
Right.
So
So this notion that, the funny thing about this person is that, She styles herself or considers herself somebody who knows about health, because she's always posting things on her Facebook wall about, like, one day she posted something about soy, I think, you know, like, oh, you know, eat your soy or something like that. And so she considers herself like in touch with health, which she's in touch with mainstream health, which is actually ill health and the reason we need affordable health care today. But the notion that as you age, you can't gain muscle, isn't true if a couple things happen. Number one, you're hormonally optimized.
That's very important.
My hormones are like those of a 25-year-old. If a 25-year-old can put on muscle, so can I.
And what really boggles my mind is when a doctor says to you, well, you're fine for someone your age.
Right.
And that's what people say. Oh, my doctor said I'm fine as far as my hormone levels go, because for someone my age, I'm good.
Right. And the other thing is, most people my age don't go in and train hard enough to build any muscle. They go in there, they sit on the machine, they put the pin in the second stack, weight stack, second plate on the weight stack, they pump out a few reps, they move to another machine, and they think they're exercise. It's like, if you're not challenging your body, then, and okay, I was stupid, I tore a hamstring, but I think it's pretty evident that I challenge my body every day that I get into the gym. I am always pushing myself a little bit further than I were before. And guess what happens when you do that? You put on muscle.
When I was doing leg pressed, was it 600 pounds, 590 pounds?
Yeah. Well, with the platform, it's probably closer to 600.
600 pounds. And so I was talking with a guy friend about it, and he says, well, you better stop doing that. You're going to hurt yourself. You're not young anymore.
Yeah. Right.
So, but that speaks to this picture that Dan Rollins
Andreas Cowling
on Facebook. This guy looks amazing.
I mean, he's 60 years old now, Andreas Cowling, and he's just as shredded. And if anything, if you go on Google and you Google him and look at some of his other pictures when he turned 58 and stuff like that, which is 2011, his muscle density is unbelievable. This is what happens to us older guys. We really do end up with like that granite hard look to our muscles, mm-hmm. because it's like decades of training makes the muscle denser and denser and denser. And where the young guys have that slightly fuller, puffy look to their muscles, the older guys have that etched out of stone look to their muscles. And that's exactly what Andreas Cowling looks like now.
Mm-hmm.
Granted, with the beard, he looks like muscular Santa Claus. But there's a lot of pictures without the beard where he looks great, you know? And so, yeah, you're right. And, you know, the other thing about hormones is, and we learned this recently from somebody, a lot of, you know, all this discussion about cholesterol right now, right? Cholesterol-lowering drugs.
And we'll talk about that a little bit later in the show.
Okay. But do you want to talk about how estrogen lowered cholesterol?
Oh, yes.
However you want to position that.
No, you go ahead.
Okay. So Elisa had her blood work done recently.
Yes.
And last time she had her blood work done, which was almost a year ago, her estrogen levels were starting to sag. And so she increased her estrogen along with her doctor, our good friend, Dr. Matt Andry. And guess what happened when she increased her estrogen? Without the use of statin drugs, her HDL is over 100 now.
And well, it typically is over 100.
But it was when you were young.
When I was younger.
Right.
When I was younger, it was always over 100.
Right.
But it started sliding. And then when he put me on a higher dose of estrogen, it went back up to over 100 again.
But interesting enough, your triglycerides, as your HDL was sliding, and your estrogen was dropping out,
your triglycerides
went up to 125, and now they're at 79.
74,
I'm sorry.
Yes,
so,
because of the estrogen.
So think about this for a second, right? Cholesterol is the building blocks of sex hormones, testosterone, progesterone, estrogen. If your body stops producing these hormones, it's like chopping firewood every year but not burning any. It just backs up in the system. As soon as you start using hormones, guess what happens to your cholesterol? It normalizes. But why did doctors put you on statin drugs? Why aren't they just getting people's hormones straightened out instead?
Well, I guess they just don't get it.
No, they get it, but there's no profitability to it. That's the bottom line. But there's a better way to have healthy cholesterol levels, and it doesn't require statin drugs. So anyway, that's a different story entirely. So that's the saga of being old and not being able to build muscle.
I just wanted to mention really quick I got an email from My Meds Matter, and they were talking about the
pharmacy bill, FDA wanting oversight on the compounding pharmacists, and they wrote that into this new pharmacy bill. But in fact, the FDA failed at overreaching, thank God. And our efforts, all of you out there who took the time to go and sign the petition, the politicians heard it, heard their constituents' concern. The FDA did not. They failed to get control over the compounding pharmacists.
Okay, so it said, so despite all these threats to the medications you depend on, Congress did the sensible thing and said no to these extreme proposals.
Right.
So that's good.
Win-win for us. Lose-lose for the FDA. Thank you, thank you.
Yes.
So another story I want to talk about real quick, which is an example of government overreaching, is a young child who goes to school
Two children. Yes.
I thought you were saying we have 2 minutes before the break.
No, peace, brother.
Peace, okay.
I just put two fingers up to say two children, not just one.
Two children go to school mm-hmm. with a beautiful lunch prepared by their mom, which included beef, potatoes, carrots.
An orange.
Orange.
And milk.
This sounds like a really good meal. She was penalized with a fine from the school for not including healthy grains, which they gave the children Ritz crackers to eat.
And they charged her $5 per child. So she had to pay a fee of $10, a penalty of $10.
You know what I wish she would do? I wish she would find an attorney, assemble the research on grains causing atherosclerosis and all the other diseases that grains have been linked to, and sue the school for trying to poison her child. We need someone to push back. Oh my God, I'm ranting. I'm sorry. We really do. We really need someone to push back at this. We need someone to take the schools to task and say, current science says that grains are bad. You are trying to force me to feed my child unhealthy grains. I want to sue you, and I want you to be responsible for my child's ill health should you force them to eat grains.
Well, this was on the national news and international. I think they're in Canada. So this was on the news.
I hope that people get it. This is trying to feed children grains has nothing to do with health. It has to do with getting people to eat these highly subsidized crops of the government.
It says meals that are provided to children are required to have one milk, one meat, one grain, and two fruits or vegetables.
Two fruits and one grain. Oh, my God. We actually have to take a break, and then we can be on our clock again. How's that sound?
Okay.
Okay, so we're going to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we've got lots more good things to talk about. And we even have some birthday wishes a little bit later in the show.
Oh, yes, we do.
Yes, but we don't want to give away the that yet. So stay tuned. You're listening to Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back. I'm happy, happy, happy. This is a rant-free zone today.
Oh, but people like your rants.
Yeah, well, we'll see.
He's asking the hard questions.
Where are the convictions for the drugs that are being used right now that are killing people?
The government is too afraid to answer.
You see all the attorneys. Hey, if you develop cancer after taking this supplement, call our law office because we got a class action suit coming together.
Carl Lenore.
What's wrong with you people?
On Superhuman Radio.
From the people who brought you Aura MD, now get a bottle of the Man Facial Moisturizer for Men from Trusted Health Products. No parabens, GMOs, synthetic chemicals, or additives. Just pure live botanical oils that will make your face look and feel younger. Your body looks 25, now make your face look the part. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the 100% pure skincare banner ad today. From the people who brought you Aura MD, now get a free bottle of beautiful facial moisturizer for women from Trusted Health Products. No parabens, GMOs, synthetic chemicals, or additives. Just pure live botanical oils that will make your face look and feel younger. Your body looks 25, now make your face look the part. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the 100% pure skincare banner ad today. If you want to outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre, intra, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today. A special offer from Rob Regish for Blueprint Power Hour listeners. Purchase 1 year of the Blueprint Bulletin and get the Blueprint 3.0 ebook for free. The first 100 subscribers will receive the Superhuman University Add 1 Inch to Your Upper Arms course and another surprise bonus when you order. Go to the BlueprintBulletin.com today or click the Blueprint banner ad on SuperhumanRadio.com and get on the road to Gainesville in the fast lane. If you're taking more than one nutritional supplement, stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food you can buy. Even Olympic athletes have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. You take just one nutritional supplement to help the brain with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity. It is safe with no contraindications. Learn more at BioAge.com or call 877-288-9116. Mention Superhuman Radio and get a 10% discount. You can also go to SuperhumanRadio.com and click the Bio 4-H banner ad. Enter promo code SHR for a discount. Research on how colostrum improves athletic performance, muscle growth, health, and vitality is undeniable. But finding a reliable source of colostrum is difficult. Now the Superhuman Nation has Immunodynamics. For over 30 years, Immunodynamics has been regarded as both the standard and the source for consistently providing only first 6-hour colostrum, painstakingly processed by continually refined methods to provide the highest biological activity in the world. For a limited time, when you buy Percoba Extra Edge Colostrum Powder, you'll get a bottle of colostrum lozenges and a Fit and Fresh portable drink mixer free. Use coupon code SHR at checkout. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Immunodynamics banner ad today.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
I don't know. Yeah, it's officially the biggest midget in the game.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio.
In downtown Dallas, President Kennedy was shot today just as his motorcade left downtown Dallas. Mrs. Kennedy jumped up and grabbed Mr. Kennedy. She cried, "Oh no." The motorcade sped on. A photographer said he saw blood on the president's head. It was believed two shots were fired. Keep tuned to your NBC station for the later news.
That was the actual clip that played at 12:30 Central Time, 2:30 Eastern Time, on this day 50 years ago, right?
Yes.
So I was 5 years old. I remember exactly where I was at this time. It was my mom had taken us on Myrtle Avenue. There was a store that was kind of like Target before Target was around. It was called John's Bargain Store. And we were looking in the bin that had all the really, really cheap sneakers. The sneakers would be tied together on by their shoestrings. So you'd have a right and left sneaker. And we were rummaging through this bin to find me a pair of sneakers. And then that announcement, not this announcement, but the store broke in. And they say it was just announced on the news that President Kennedy has been shot in Dallas. And I remember my mom got so worried, she just grabbed me by my hand and we walked out of the store without buying any sneakers and went home.
It's amazing the footage that you see on, they've been playing it kind of all week long, and it's amazing the footage of people who were just crying and so upset.
Yeah, my father was really, really upset. And because I didn't realize it because I was 5 years old, but I guess people were worried, like, oh my God, the president was just shot. Are we about to be attacked and invaded? Is this like the first step of like a major invasion into the United States?
Well, and then you see and this image is in my mind of Jackie Kennedy climbing on the trunk, and the Secret Service guy is jumping on the car
to cover her.
And he's straddling the car. And what she was actually doing was trying to pick up pieces of his brain that had been blown off.
Cause she figured they could save him maybe.
Yeah,
if they got him back.
I didn't know that. I saw that on one of the news outlets yesterday, that she was actually going for parts of his brain.
That's so
and that's
tragic.
Why she was climbing back there.
Amazing.
And that pink suit, she wore it the next day because it still had the blood on it. And they said to her, "Are you sure you want to wear this?" She said, "Yes, I want them to see what they've done."
Yeah. So, and what a strong person she was.
And that's still, that pink suit still today has the blood on it. They can't release it till like 31, you said, yeah. But it still has the blood preserved on it.
So tragic. But that on this day, 50 years ago, we lost possibly one of the greatest presidents we've ever had. And you know what's really interesting? He was a Democrat. He was a liberal. But his message was, and we all remember it, ask not what your country could do for you, but what you can do for your country, which is exactly the opposite mentality that we see that permeates this country today. Yes. It's exactly the opposite. Today it's like, well, what can the country do for me? Anyway, okay.
Okay, so back to some of these stories. Last week we talked about the dad who wouldn't take his son to McDonald's because he threw a fit. And he would take him to any other restaurant
but
McDonald's. The kid threw a fit, so he took him home and didn't give him any dinner at all.
Which we've all had our parents say, go to bed without dinner.
Well, so now he's an attorney, actually. He's suing I'm sorry. I'm laughing. I'm not laughing at the story. I'm laughing at you because you were picking your nose.
Oh, don't tell them that.
Okay, anyway.
That's the beauty of radio. They can't see that stuff. You just gave it away. Okay, go ahead. Go ahead. I wasn't picking my nose. I was doing inventory.
He's suing the psychiatrist. The court-appointed psychiatrist, which, good for him.
I applaud
this
guy.
She's trying to get his total visitation rights taken away because he wouldn't take the child to McDonald's. And then the mother turns right around
and takes the
him
child to McDonald's.
The
mother has no qualities as a mother. I say that. Not everyone who can spit a baby out can be a mother. I've learned this the hard way in my life. I've seen this with my own eyes. Okay? Not just because you can have a baby doesn't mean that you can be a mother. Just like just because you can father a baby doesn't mean that you can be a father. This mother does not have the normal compass that a mother should have. She should have applauded and supported her ex-husband for not feeding the child poison, and also for showing the child that you don't get your way, you don't throw a tantrum. But instead, just like the court systems love this, the court systems thrive on this. Families that can't solve problems on their own, so the court system has to intervene. She is exactly what's wrong with this country, and I applaud the father. No matter how this plays out, your son will come back someday and hate her and love you. I guarantee it. I guarantee it. Because when that child is older and maybe has children of their own, they'll realize my father was a good person. My father was right to do that. My father didn't want to feed me poison, and I was too young to understand that. My mother used me as a pawn in a divorce. That wasn't a rant.
Okay. do you want to talk about the new guidelines for statins?
Yeah, it's really good discussion.
Okay.
Well, what do you want to bring up first?
Well,
the fact that they're broadening the prescriptive ability for statins, a drug that has shown that it works marginally, if at all, in preventing cardiovascular disease and heart attack. It's useless. It has more side effects than not. It causes other diseases, but the government doesn't care because now the government stands to profit from healthcare. You want to talk about those things?
Sure. For many years, the goal was to get the bad cholesterol levels, or the LDL, below 100.
Which, by the way, estrogen does, by the way.
Yes, what we just talked right to. Those targets have been completely eliminated in the new guidelines, and the threshold for treatment has been eliminated. In their place, the guidelines suggest using specific risk factors to determine who should be treated with cholesterol-lowering statin drugs and who should simply make lifestyle changes.
So think about this for a second. The mission of cholesterol drugs have been to lower LDL cholesterol because low LDL cholesterol is the reason for heart attack. This is the message of the pharmaceutical agenda. As we've said on this show for how many years now, just watch. They're going to repurpose these drugs because they're not working, because people on cholesterol meds have heart attacks at the same rate as the general population. And it came to fruition. Now they're saying, you know what? We're not going to say anything about LDL. We're just going to forget about it. We're going to act like we never talked about it. We're just going to say that these drugs need to be prescribed for people, even though. So here's the interesting thing, right? Okay, these drugs are designed to lower LDL cholesterol. Well, we found out that it doesn't work. So let's not talk about LDL cholesterol any longer, but let's still prescribe the drugs. But the drugs still don't work.
Okay, so here's the four questions to ask to determine your risks. Do you have heart disease? Do you have diabetes, type 1 or type 2? Do you have a bad cholesterol level, more than 190? And is your 10-year risk of a heart attack greater than 7.5%?
And that varies by race. For those of the superhumans out there that are African-American, you get thrown under the bus quite a bit more often than we do.
Yes.
Because African-Americans tend to have a higher risk according to this assessment.
Okay, and according to this assessment, my total cholesterol is 202, which, if you break down the percentages, my high HDL is so high,
yeah, it's over 100,
that the doctor told me I would never have heart disease.
Right.
But according to this, since it looks on paper,
the total is high, you would be prescribed.
I would be prescribed a statin.
Right. Right. Exactly.
So, and do you have type 2 diabetes?
Now, this is beautiful.
Statins cause, one of the side effects of statins are that it causes type 2 diabetes.
Right. But if you have type 2 diabetes, they're going to give you a statin drug, which is going to make sure that you have type 2 diabetes for the rest of your life. And interestingly enough, as Elisa pointed out on the TV show recently, the study that was used with the greatest gravity to determine this new prescriptive
profile. It was a study out of Baylor Medical. It was called the CARD study.
And it was funded by who?
It was funded by Pfizer, the
right.
makers of Lipitor.
Right. So here you have the fox is writing the plan on how to build the fence around the hen house. Right? They're saying, here's what we need to do. We need to build a fence, but we need to have lots of doors without locks on it so that we can get in and eat the hens. This is stupid. And you know what? And here's what I say. I've said it before. The new evolutionary selection pressure is where you get your information from. I am no longer trying to reach the entire country. I'm just trying to reach the intelligent people now, which is a very, very big, different mission for me. Those of you out there who don't understand this, don't get this, are taking statin drugs because your doctor prescribes them for you. You are the sheeple. You're the people that that they're going to use your money to fund the government because you're going to be sick for the rest of your life. So get ready for it.
It's frightening.
It is frightening. It's very, very frightening.
Well, and what's so frightening is people don't know. You know, people don't know. They'll just take what the doctor gives them.
Well, why don't they know? You know why they don't know? Because they don't have critical thinking skills. How long did it take for you to find the CARD study? Literally.
Less than 15 minutes.
Okay. So these people, they go to the doctor and the doctor says, you know, your cholesterol is kind of high and you fall into this group here. And under the new guidelines, we need to prescribe you a statin drug. And the person doesn't go, I don't want a statin drug. They don't even go, let me look into it, doc, before you write that prescription. They don't say anything. They go, oh, okay. And they take it. At where and what other area of your life do you take what someone else says that's selling you a service for gospel truth? You pull into the mechanic and you know all you need is your tire changed. And the mechanic says, but you also need a complete engine overhaul. And you go, all right, what's it going to cost? $3,000. Okay, I guess you got to do it. No, you go, I don't need an engine overhaul. Just change my tire so I can get out of here. But no one talks to their doctors like that.
Or you go get a second opinion. Yes.
Or you know what? Or how about this? How about you are the second opinion? How about this one? How about you do a little digging, a little research, apply your own critical thinking skills, and you be your second opinion?
Well, within 15 minutes, I found that type 2 diabetes was a side effect of statins. I found the CARD study. I found that Pfizer had funded the study. I mean, that didn't take me 15 minutes on the internet.
And that should be enough for you to go, wait a minute, man. I don't know if I want to take this statin drug. It looks like it causes type 2 diabetes. The company who funded the study is making a statin drug. And I don't like these guidelines. You know what? I think I'm going to find a different way to handle
well,
this.
Well, and it's just like the testosterone study. And the media just sensationalizes and puts out what they want to put out. And then we have all these people calling us, asking us,
should I get off my testosterone?
Yes.
Absolutely
it
not.
It scares people.
And by the way, the name of that study should have been, if you are prescribed testosterone and don't take it, you have a greater chance of heart attack. That's really what the study should have been called, because Adele Moussa, who reads the studies, not the abstracts, okay, sent me a synopsis along with the paper. And the bottom line of that study, if you haven't heard it before, is 17% of the men on the supplement, the testosterone supplementation group, got one prescription filled in a year. And some other 60 or close to 70% of them had like 9 prescriptions filled over the course of a year. You don't have 9 prescriptions filled in 24 months. You have 24 prescriptions filled in 24 months if you're really taking a supplement or a drug. But better yet, the average testosterone level of the pre-supplemented group was like 170-something nanograms. Which is, I mean, there's women who have higher testosterone than that. And the post-supplementation mean average after multiple tests over the course of 2 years was still hypogonadal. They were like 330-something. So what this showed was, A, the men didn't get their prescriptions filled with regularity. B, they didn't take their testosterone the way it was prescribed. And C, they never got their testosterone levels up into healthy ranges. So the name of the study should have been, If you're prescribed testosterone and don't take it, you're going to have a heart attack. Not to mention that the fact that no one picked up on this one really important characteristic of that study. Every man of the thousands of men that were involved in the study had had an angiogram. You don't angiogram healthy people. You angiogram people with heart problems. So these people already had heart problems. How do you use that group to dictate what happens with healthy people? And then people are getting off their testosterone, and shame on the doctors and the media that are promoting this stuff. Damn it, I'm ranting again.
I was just getting ready to say that was an official rant.
Oh man, I just can't do it, I guess.
Okay, so just really quick here, I want to talk about this. The FDA warns of heart risks from chemicals used in the stress test.
I love this.
Okay, so the FDA has sent a warning to doctors about two chemicals used for cardiovascular stress tests, saying they may cause heart attacks.
Now, think about this. Think about this for a second. I want to just set this up for a second. Hold on. Okay, so if you are... As a friend of ours who used to be a nurse back in the days when electricity was invented likes to call people cardiac cripples.
Yes.
Okay. If you are one of these quote unquote cardiac cripples that you can't even work hard enough to get your heart rate elevated to the point where you can do a stress test on a treadmill, they inject you with drugs that elevate your heart rate and stress of your body immediately. Now think about this for a second. Who do they give these stress tests to? People that they suspect have a heart problem.
That makes no sense.
What makes sense that they do? What?
Well, they just gave one to my stepfather.
I know. When you said that they gave him a stress test, and I said, did he do it on a treadmill? And you said they gave him an injection. I said, those things are dangerous. Because I've heard of people having heart attacks while having those stress tests done.
Well, then the next day, our friend sent us this article.
Yeah.
It's frightening.
Yes. You know what? I've come to this conclusion. The problem is this. Medicine is called a science, but it's not. Mathematics is a science. Physics is a science because you can have empirical answers that every time you do 2 + 2 = 4, every time you do this equation, it comes out to the same answer. Medicine doesn't. You know why? Because there are pleiotropic effects of these drugs and a myriad of variables in the human body, and it will never, ever be a science, folks. It will never, ever be a science. Listen to me.
That's why you have to have critical thinking.
That's why you got to do what you think is right.
The FDA says injectable chemicals that stress the heart and increase blood flow may result in a lower blood flow in arteries that are blocked.
So it'll bring out an infarction. It'll bring out an ischemic event while you're having it.
Yes.
So you'll either stroke or have a heart attack right there while you're, and you know what the worst part of that is? So if you're on a treadmill and you start getting yourself into an area of jeopardy, they can shut the treadmill down. You can step off. You can sit down. But guess what? When they inject that stuff in you, you're on that ride until it's done. If you start having a reaction, it's going to push you into full on cardiac arrest because it doesn't stop. Like the treadmill does. Oh, but then again, these are our doctors, and this is our medical orthodoxy. We have to take a break. I'm sorry for the ranting.
Oh, no, it's okay.
We'll be right back.
He's keeping tabs on government health agencies.
It's called the Environmental Protection Agency.
Carl Lenore.
Where is the protection?
Superhuman Radio.
The best fat loss patch just got better. Now the Age Force Fat Burner Patch includes Garcinia Cambogia. Lose body fat even faster. Try it free for 30 days. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force Fat Burner banner ad today. What else do you have to lose except unwanted body fat?
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Just like Carl Lenore, jumpstart your day with a link.
liquid shot of high-dose vitamin C. Everyone is searching for that magic formula to look better and feel better. We don't claim to have a magic formula, but we do know that more than 1 million people take a shot of our high-dose vitamin C supplement every day. They're rewarding their body with an important nutrient and antioxidant that is sugar-free, gluten-free, and dairy-free. All of these benefits and no side effects. Unlike pills and powders, this high-tech bullet delivers vitamin C directly into your cells. Try Live-On Labs Vitamin C with a 100% money-back guarantee. Save $10 when you order now. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com or call 1-866-790-2107. That's 1-866-790-2107. And mention code SHRC to save $10 off each carton. Carl sees the benefits. So will you.
Get a free jug of BCAA Extended Performance. That's a $26 freebie when you buy Muscle Gauge Nutrition's Intense, the safest, most effective pre-workout alternative to DMAA. Intense is designed to quickly boost focused energy in a great-tasting formula free of aspartame or ACE-K. Only half the caffeine of top-selling concentrated pre-workout formulas on the market. Intense delivers unparalleled mental focus and energy to power your workouts. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Intense banner ad and use coupon code SUPER. That's S-U-P-E-R. Extreme Formulations is the only company with a dairy protein product with a disclosed 50% whey to 50% micellar casein ratio. It's Ultra Peptide 2.0. It comes in 9 amazing flavors, including the newest lemon pie and butterscotch. Get free shipping on any order size inside the USA. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ultra Peptide 2.0 banner ad now. Canadian listeners can also get free shipping on 2 or more jugs of Ultra Peptide 2.0. Don't wait too long because this special won't last. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad today.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio. So you know what next week is, right?
It's Thanksgiving.
Yes.
I love Thanksgiving.
I know. I wish they could see how bright your eyes just got at Thanksgiving.
I let myself eat mashed potatoes. Yes. No, I'm not supposed to. I'll eat just a
potatoes
little.
Aren't that bad. Well, as long as you get the skin off.
A little bit. I'll eat mainly sweet potatoes because I'm baking them, so I know they'll be.
Dr. Lorne Cordain told me, look, potatoes aren't really that bad if you get the skin off because the anti-nutrients, the things that are bad for you, are concentrated in the skin because the skin is the barrier to bugs getting into the potato. So if you take it became all popular to keep the skin on around the 70s. People were like leaving the skin on. But when I was a young boy, my mother always peeled potatoes and everybody I knew peeled potatoes.
That's what I do.
Yeah, so you got to peel the potato. That's all. And they're not the worst thing in the world. But good.
Because it is Thanksgiving next week, I actually posted on my Facebook page, and I have the article in front of me, that and it's a few months old, but antibiotic-resistant bugs turn up again in turkey meat.
Yes.
And I said, you know, are you getting your turkey from your
family
farmer? We have one ordered.
Right.
They're going to process it the day before.
Right.
It's exciting.
Yes, it is. And you know what? This notion that not everybody can get a turkey from a local farm is nonsense. If you start ahead of time, you don't go out the day before Thanksgiving. It's like you can find a farm in your area. You know, do you know, we have a relative who works for a major land-grant university who we got into a debate one day, and she said to me, you know, well, not everybody can eat grass-fed beef and drink raw milk like you. We have a country to feed and not – you know what's funny? Around the middle of the 1800s, it was thought that there would be no way for us to produce enough beef to feed the entire population of the United States then, okay? And we produce enough beef to feed the entire population of the United States today. Granted, it's not the good beef, but we do. So this notion that, well, you could never feed everybody this, or you can never provide everybody, that is nonsense, because when industry sees that people want it, industry produces it. So it's just a matter of people forcing industry to produce what they want. But you can get, it's not too late. You can probably find a family farm in your area now and get a turkey.
But if not, get an organic one.
Yeah.
The Consumer Report says that turkey meat that came from turkeys raised organically without antibiotics was significantly less likely to harbor resistant bacteria compared with meat from conventional turkeys that were given antibiotics.
Makes perfect sense.
So just get an organic one if you can't find a family farmer.
And if you got to buy a smaller organic one, think about the meat that you don't even eat on Thanksgiving that you save for days later, right? If you can't get if an organic one is more expensive, then buy a smaller organic one than a big, disgusting one.
And what were you talking about, Butterball?
So Butterball has a problem. I saw this on the news last week. Their birds are not plumping up the way they normally do. So Butterball has do not have the normal number of like 20-plus pound birds that they usually do, because for some reason the birds just did not put on the weight that they normally do. And I'm wondering if it's some sort of evolutionary selection pressure. These birds are not getting big because they know that they're slaughtered when they're bigger. I don't know. I mean, it's just weird. Or it could be because they're removing the arsenic from these feeds. That could be the other thing that no one's talking about, because arsenic makes the birds bigger.
Mm-hmm.
So, but yeah, Butterball has a problem. Your Butterball this year, instead of it being a basketball, will be a bocce ball size Butterball. So get used to that. How about this thing in the news about the deadly 5-in-1 vaccine that most infants get? Seems to be have killed, clearly killed, at least 8 infants. This is the diphtheria, pertussis, tetanus, pneumonia, meningitis, hepatitis B shot that, by the way, we had, who is the vaccine specialist that we always have on the show? Dr. Tenpenning.
Yes.
She said that part of the problem with that vaccine, number one, is that it causes a dysregulation in serotonin response in the brain and is responsible for SIDS deaths, by the way, number one. But number two, it's in a gelatin base, and the gelatin base by itself has been shown to cause meningitis-like inflammation of the dura mater of the brain. So just the vehicle alone is not good for children.
This was children in India, right?
I think it was. And obviously, we've talked a lot about the dangers of vaccines, and this is something that parents struggle with. It's like, do you vaccinate or don't you vaccinate? Are you being reckless if you don't? This is a hard decision.
One of the things that I found interesting in this article was that one of the children had gotten really ill, and the family had to take the child to the hospital. So it took them over two hours to reach the hospital. They were en route to the hospital, and the child died. So instead of them reporting this as a possible vaccine death, the hospital reported it as dead on arrival.
Yeah, DOA. Because, you know what, the way they report things, the medicine reports things in a way that favors medicine. So this that doesn't surprise me. It's the same thing when they report influenza outbreaks, cases of influenza. They never ask, did you get the flu vaccine, to the people who are admitted to hospitals who have influenza. They never say, this person has influenza and they got the flu vaccine 2 weeks ago. They just don't, they're very strategic on how they report information, because the information has to support what their agenda is.
And it also says in this article that the Gates Foundation heavily promotes the use of this vaccine in the developing world.
Yeah. Bill and Melinda Gates have become the conscience of all the developing nations. It's they are saving the world by themselves, by getting people vaccinated, by getting to eat genetically modified foods. I got to tell you, I know that Bill Gates is not a sinister individual, nor is his wife Melinda Gates. I know that they are really trying to do the right thing. The problem is the people closest to them, they're advising them on how to help the world with the abundance of money that they have. That's where the problem is. The money is going to the wrong places.
Are they just not educated? Or, I mean, I know he's an educated man, obviously. I mean,
he's educated, but look, you can probably talk to Bill about computer equipment. You could talk to Bill about a lot of things, but I'm sure that what he goes with when it comes to this kind of stuff is whatever is most popular within medicine. And what's most popular is what's being promoted, and what's being promoted is what's most profitable. When we were at that meeting the other night with the investors, and they were talking about all this cancer research, nobody was talking about ketones, ketogenic diets, and hyperbaric chambers destroying cancer quickly. It's like, there's no money in that. These PD-1 inhibitors, there's money in that. You know, because remember they said 6 weeks of treatment at an average of $1,300 a week. Oh, that's a, I mean, ketogenic diet, $1,300 is probably a month's worth of food, not a week. Oh, it's all about the money. It really is. And it's sad. And I don't think that, I'm not saying that Bill Gates is doing this because of the money, but the people who are guiding him, like, this is what we need to invest in, this is what has the most promise, they are guiding him to things that are all about the money.
Well, speaking of Bill Gates, have you heard about the artificial egg?
No.
Okay. So, evidently the PayPal billionaire, Peter Thief,
I don't know who
and Bill Gates, they are backing a what Natural News called a zombie egg.
Mm-hmm.
It's made from plants. It can replace eggs in everything from cakes to mayonnaise without ever seeing a chicken. So basically, it's going to be a vegan egg.
Yeah,
yes.
Vegan egg for the vegans out there who insist that the vegan diet is healthy. And meanwhile, Steve Jobs was a vegan. He died of cancer. And one of the big things that vegans say is, well, it's the one way to avoid cancer is to be a vegan. Didn't work for Steve Jobs.
So now we have genetically modified eggs.
Oh no, this isn't even genetically modified. This is not genetically modified. This is an alternative to eggs. So they're not taking an egg and modifying it. They're making an egg from something that it's not normally made from.
This is like some mutated organism, plasm-like goo.
Yeah, ugh. it's probably really camel snot that they're selling people, and they're telling them it's egg. So, and of course, don't forget, mucus is protein.
I wonder if they're going to have it on the labels and say that it's...
What's more important is I wonder if Bill and Melinda are going to eat it and feed it to their kids and their family and their friends. That's another thing that's very interesting, right? So government mandates the use of this, and government says you should try that, but government doesn't do those things. And Bill Gates and Melinda Gates, I'm sure, aren't going to be eating this snot-ridden egg.
Speaking of snot,
yeah.
Where does snot come from?
Snot comes from the mucous membrane, and it's a protein, and it's designed to catch and sequester organisms. Like it is to... organisms, what flypaper is to fly. It sticks, things get stuck in there and they stay there.
Oh, okay. So, that's why you got to get it out when you have it.
That's right.
Oh, okay.
That's right. Get it out. We have to take a break. We've got lots more to talk about. You're listening to Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back.
Carl Lenore.
I want to live longer. I want to be stronger. I want to be healthier. And I want everybody to come along.
Calling out the daytime television quacks.
I want to see Dr. Oz do those things in the gym. He's out there telling people how to be stronger, be healthier, look better, live longer. Let's see him put himself to the test. Let's see any of these people do the things that we do in this audience here.
Motivating the people.
We are the true superhumans.
You're listening to Superhuman Radio.
If you want to outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre, intra, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today. Get a free jug of BCAA Extended Performance. That's a $26 freebie when you buy Muscle Gauge Nutrition's Intense, the safest, most effective pre-workout alternative to DMAA. Intense is designed to quickly boost focused energy in a great-tasting formula free of aspartame or ACE-K. Only half the caffeine of top-selling concentrated pre-workout formulas on the market. Intense delivers unparalleled mental focus and energy to power your workouts. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Intense banner ad and use coupon code SUPER. That's SUPER. People who want the best whey protein in the world turn to WhayNaturalUSA.com. Whey Natural USA produces the only whey protein from grass pasture fed cows raised right here in the USA. You cannot get the same quality whey protein anywhere else, period. Whey Natural USA is cold processed through the patented chill right process, so all the undenatured fractions of whey stay intact. Just pure grass pasture fed whey in all its natural glory. Go to WhayNaturalUSA.com today and find out what you've been missing. WhayNaturalUSA.com. From the people who brought you Aura MD, now get a free bottle of beautiful facial moisturizer for women from Trusted Health Products. No parabens, GMOs, synthetic chemicals, or additives. Just pure live botanical oils that will make your face look and feel younger. Your body looks 25, now make your face look the part. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the 100% pure skincare banner ad today. The best fat loss patch just got better. Now the Age Force Fat Burner Patch includes Garcinia Cambogia. Lose body fat even faster. Try it free for 30 days. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force Fat Burner banner ad today. What else do you have to lose except unwanted body fat? Research on how colostrum improves athletic performance, muscle growth, health, and vitality is undeniable, but finding a reliable source of colostrum is difficult. Now the Superhuman Nation has Immunodynamics. For over 30 years, Immunodynamics has been regarded as both the standard and the source for consistently providing only first 6-hour colostrum, painstakingly processed by continually refined methods to provide the highest biological activity in the world. For a limited time, when you buy Percoba Extra Edge Colostrum Powder, you'll get a bottle of colostrum lozenges and a Fit and Fresh portable drink mixer free. Use coupon code SHR at checkout. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Immunodynamics banner ad today.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Friday.
I like that song.
Yeah, I like Fridays. I like Fridays because you're in the studio and it's the last day of the work week for me. I really mean it. I'm looking forward to taking the weekend off. Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. And this is the Casual Friday episode where we talk about things that are interesting to us and hopefully interesting to you. And one of the things we want to talk about right now is something that we've actually mentioned on this show before. You know, there's so many things. And I don't feel bad that I don't get credit for being the one who talked about this years ago. But we talked about the fact that genetically modified crops are not cheaper in the long run for farmers to grow. And, in fact, do not yield a greater yield per acre than crops grown with heirloom seeds. And one of the great land-grant universities, the University of Illinois, did a study. So it has to be taken with a great deal of gravity because, as we know, University of Illinois is good at these kind of studies.
Mm-hmm.
And what did they find out?
Non-GMO hybrids are a proven alternative for corn farmers, attesting that consumer food prices don't have to rise due to yield differences. Basically, non-GMO hybrid performance is competitive with GMO counterparts.
In fact, the non-GMO hybrids produce 3 to 10 more bushels per acre, that's significant, than nationally known Ready Roundup, which is called the GM corn. So think about this for a second. So everything that GM crops had promised us have now failed, including the fact that there is the possibility of them being bad for our health, right? I mean, you know, there's people on both sides saying, well, they are bad, they're not bad, and I tend to err on the side of caution. We all know that. But don't forget that companies like Monsanto have gone to countries where the agricultural industry is suffering and said, if you grow GM crops, your farmers will have an easier time growing and it will be cheaper for them to grow and they will do better with it. And that has not happened. In fact, it costs more money per acre to grow GM crops because you have to spray tons and tons more Roundup to kill the broadleaf and the weeds and so on and so forth. GM corn, the corn borer, like the weeds, has gotten stronger, and now the traditional pesticides don't kill the corn borer, so you have to spray tons and tons more pesticides on the crops. Not to mention you have to pay for your seeds every single year. You can't collect your own seeds and regrow. And those seeds are expensive. Roundup is expensive. The pesticides are expensive. And you use more and more and more. And now, to add insult to injury, you don't even end up with more bushels per acre after all of your misery.
Well, I have to tell you, I posted this on my cousin's wall.
Because your cousin actually is a professor from...
Well, and he's integral in the agricultural world in Illinois.
Especially. But his area is grapes, right?
Grapes. I
mean, he's actually consulted in Napa Valley because he's an amazing, when it comes to agriculture of grapes. Yeah.
Yeah. He headed up their program for grapes. Anyway, I put it on his wall and asked him what he thought about it. And he made a really good point. He said that, he said he's not familiar with the trial, but he suspects he knows where it came from. And then he said, whether they can be repeated year in and year out is hard to know without repeating the trial over. Variability is natural and is impossible to control. That makes sense because the weather's not the same from year to year.
And there are other things that affect crop yields. But what he did also say, however... But he does believe the results is legit, meaning
he says, I think the results are legit.
Yeah, right? Like, in other words, so maybe the results won't be as dramatic as 3-10. Maybe another year would be 1-3, depending on the fruitfulness of that growing season. But the bottom line is, even if it's 0-0, even if genetically modified crops
and legacy and
heirloom crops produce the exact same bushels per acre yield, GM is more expensive, so it's still a loser.
Yes. Well, not only is it a loser because it's expensive, but it's a loser because we don't know what it's doing to
So that is our argument for sure. But when you come to academia, they don't buy that. They're like, well, the jury's out. There's research on both sides. Okay, so let's throw that out. Let's give that. Well, that's a push. Okay, we'll give you that one. It's still not cheaper to grow, so it's not better for farmers, period. And that's the bottom line here. So I think it's wonderful. I think it's wonderful. Bravo to the University of Illinois. I tip my hat to you.
Well, we have something to talk about it during Thanksgiving dinner,
yes,
don't we?
Yes, because we're actually going to be in the center of corn country when we get up there.
Yes, the Syngenta and Bayer are like in the Monsanto cornfields.
We can see their big factories. And literally, Elisa's Aunt Noel's house is at the corner of corn and corn. I mean, like, everything looks the same there because you're driving down one road and there's corn on both sides of you.
Well, you have to slow down when the corn stalks are so high because you can't see if
the
a car's
next road
coming
up.
Yeah,
right.
If a car's coming. And, you know, I would go there every summer and visit and be jogging on the roads and all you see is corn everywhere.
Yeah, it's like that movie Children of the Corn. It's scary at night. I mean, you can get lost really easy there.
Yes, you can.
Everything looks the same. Anyway, okay, so that's a win for us and a loss for Monsanto. Sorry, Monsanto. Looks like you guys are really having a bad year. Hopefully you'll be out of business soon. What else do you want to talk about, Elisa Profumo?
Well, speaking of Monsanto, Steve Parente posted on my wall about the Big Island. They just recently had a vote, and the vote, I'm trying to pull the article up as I stagger over my words here. They banned biotech companies and GM crops on the Big Island. And that was I think it was a 6-2 or 6-3 vote. So it's going to be going to the mayor's office. And he has the right to veto it, and it will come back to vote again.
So we're going to find out if the mayor is corrupt or not now. That's what this is about.
Yes.
We're going to find out if the mayor is corrupt or not.
So basically, they're going to ban GMO crops on the Big Island. They can keep what crops are there, but there's no new crops that can be.
And we had somebody on the show, and I learned during that episode, we were talking about how genetically modified crops are destroying the microbiome of the stomach. And she enlightened me to the fact that Hawaii is the test proving ground for a lot of GM crops, a lot of GM crops that aren't even available yet, that they're just experimenting with. You know, pick a crop that isn't GM yet. Well, Monsanto's working on making it GM, and that's where they do it. They do it in Hawaii. So those poor people are exposed to the pollens and everything that goes along with these GM crops growing right in their backyard.
On Tuesday, the Hawaii County Council passed a bill, it was 6-3, that forbids biotech companies from operating on the Big Island and prohibits all new genetically modified organisms. The papaya industry, which has more than 200 farms on the Big Island, is exempt from the bill.
Yeah. Interesting. Very, very interesting.
So, but there is a telephone number, and I think there's some email that you can call and voice
harass
your opinion to the mayor if you feel so inclined.
And we should. You know what? Even if you don't live in Hawaii, don't worry about it. You should call anyway. So, what else do we have to talk about, the lovely and talented?
Are we supposed to take a break?
Actually, we are. You are right. Oh, my goodness. You're getting really good at this. You know what? I think that it's time for you to start doing the show by yourself. All right, let's take our last commercial break, I think. And then when we come back, we've got some listener comments.
I've got two more stories about Hawaii that I want to talk about.
Excellent. I love Hawaii. I want to go there soon. Stay tuned. Maybe we'll do a show from Hawaii. Wouldn't that be cool?
Mm-hmm.
We have a lot of people in Hawaii that listen to the show. I know that because they message us sometimes. So that would be cool. Maybe we should set up a show from the Big Island in front of the old Monsanto Proving Ground.
Only if I can do the...
Honey, you have to do the hula, in fact, if we go. That's an absolute must. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
He's your personal watchdog.
Is anyone awake up at Capitol Hill?
Sniffing out the corruption in our healthcare policies.
You are literally selling the population of this wonderful country to a death sentence.
He's Carl Lenore.
What's wrong with you people?
On the Superhuman Radio Network. Iron Mag Labs is the leading supplement company offering the most hardcore pro-anabolic supplements. Visit IronMagLabs.com and check out our top-selling products. Asta RX, Halo Extreme, Sinustain RX, E-Control RX, Decadrol Max, Ultramale RX. Iron Mag Labs makes supplements that actually work. No hype, no BS, just real results. There's a reason you keep hearing about Iron Mag Labs. Come see what you're missing. Visit Iron Mag Labs at IronMagLabs.com for the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements.
From the people who brought you Aura MD, now get a bottle of the Man Facial Moisturizer for Men from Trusted Health Products. No parabens, GMOs, synthetic chemicals, or additives. Just pure live botanical oils that will make your face look and feel younger. Your body looks 25, now make your face look the part. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the 100% pure skincare banner ad today. People who want the best whey protein in the world turn to WhayNaturalUSA.com. WhayNaturalUSA produces the only whey protein from grass pasture-fed cows raised right here in the USA. You cannot get the same quality whey protein anywhere else, period. WhayNaturalUSA is cold-processed through the patented Chill-Rite process, so all the undenatured fractions of whey stay intact. Just pure grass pasture-fed whey in all its natural glory. Go to WayNaturalUSA.com today and find out what you've been missing. WayNaturalUSA. Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. Age Force introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now Patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order. The best fat loss patch just got better. Now, the Age Force Fat Burner Patch includes Garcinia Cambogia. Lose body fat even faster. Try it free for 30 days. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force Fat Burner banner ad today. What else do you have to lose except unwanted body fat?
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. You know, I'm reading these other two articles, right? And I'm thinking, who allowed Hawaii to become the testing ground for Monsanto? Who allowed this to happen? It's got to be the politicians in Hawaii. It has to be.
Well, I guess it was because of big money.
Of course. Poor Hawaii. I mean, Monsanto tests pesticides there. So now there's a bill on the island of Maui that requires Monsanto to report any of the restricted pesticides that they use on the island and any biotech testing that they do on the island. I mean, these poor people, that's like, oh, who the hell? This is an example of where government just doesn't give a damn about its people. And
it says the bill will report all restricted use pesticides that are sprayed in Maui County, how much is sprayed, and the number of acres upon which they are sprayed.
Well, the bill should say you can't spray this stuff anymore is what it should say. It shouldn't say how much are you spraying, when are you spraying, where are you spraying it. It's like, that's like saying, look, we want you to report how many people you murder, what kind of bullets you shoot them with, and where the bodies are laying after you shoot them. No, we don't want you to murder people.
And there was another GMO regulatory bill as well.
That's the one that was beat 5-2 that you just talked about on Kauai?
Kauai, yeah, that was, it was finally voted in 5-2, but it was the mayor had originally vetoed that one.
But then they overrode
his.
Yeah, and then now after you override the vote, right, the veto, next time it comes up to vote for this mayor, make sure you vote him out of office.
Yes.
Because this guy's a jerk. This guy doesn't care about the people of the island of Kauai. He cares about, you know, who he's got payola going for. This is terrible. You know what? We have power to make changes. Vote these people out of office. And let them know when you vote them out of office. The reason we voted you out of office is because we know that you're in Monsanto's pocket. That's what happened to, what's his name, Rick Perry?
Mm-hmm. Texas.
He wanted to force everybody to get human papilloma virus vaccine in Texas. And people heard that and they were like, okay, we're done with you, bro. You need to move on now. These people are crazy, these politicians. They're crazy. Dimwits. You know what we should do? When they say stuff like that, say, okay, no problem. We want to vaccinate everybody in your family first. We want to make you the test case. We'll watch what happens to you guys. If you guys survive, then we'll consider it.
And one of these articles I read where the children, some of the children are being born with
all sorts of deformities.
And abnormalities. Yeah. And it's like, why don't they, I don't get it.
Yes, I know. And it's because they don't care about people anymore. The governments in general, and ours is no different.
It's like the story we talked about from, what was that, over in, not Brazil.
Argentina. Where the guys were spraying the crops and they mm-hmm. were turning into human skeletons.
Yes.
Yeah, but nobody cares.
And it's happening in Hawaii too.
Oh, it's so sad. And Hawaii is like,
as bad as Argentina.
No, but when you think of Hawaii, you think of what? Pristine, untouched land where it's still some sort of native style of life, and it's not at all anything like that. They've pooped on probably all of the islands there. It's sad. By the way, for those of you who listen to the show from Hawaii, my birthday is June the 11th. I think that's King Kamehameha Day there as well. So we should absolutely celebrate my birthday in Hawaii one year.
Yes, we should.
Yes. So June the 11th, Carl Lenore and King Kamehameha together again.
Did you want to talk about the protein regulates burning of body fat?
You know, I didn't read the article, but we already I kind of think this is kind of understood because we know that protein seems to help you lose body fat. I tell you what I think is more interesting than all that.
What?
So I've been reading some documents in the past couple months that have led me to believe that of all the macronutrients that the body needs, that protein is the most important one. And that the body regulates intake in general by meeting its requirements for protein. So theoretically, if you're a vegan or you're one of these people who eats the average American diet, you tend to overeat foods that have small amounts of protein but high amounts of other things because the body doesn't care about the other things. It says, I need more protein, so you're going to have to eat more of that corn or more of those potatoes or more of that rice because it's this amount of protein that I want. And so you're going to have to eat fivefold more of that to give me that protein. And that's why people eat high protein, high fat diets tend to be leaner because also we know that higher protein diets increase satiety. That says that the body goes, ah, I've got what I need. I can stop eating for a while. And if you subscribe to this discussion we had with John Durant the other day, that it's not about intermittent fasting, but about eating frequency. When we look at herbivores, they have to graze all day long in order to meet their requirements, where a lion or a tiger, a carnivorous animal, can eat once for 3 days and not necessarily be hungry again and start hunting again in 3 days, which tells you that it's protein that the body needs, and that's what influences satiety. And satiety is based on some sort of evolutionary mechanism that says, okay, I've got enough of what I need, so we can stop now. I mean, it just makes perfect sense when you start thinking of these things that way. For those of you out there who think that 60 grams of protein a day is adequate, who says? The USDA, the FDA, the government? What do they know? They don't know anything. This is why people are overeating. To get their 60 grams of protein, they're eating 700 grams of carbohydrates and sugar.
60 grams of protein a day?
I think that's the RDA. The yes. Recommended daily allowance of protein is 60 grams a day.
I think I've already had that today.
And don't forget, the RDA is based on not what will allow you to thrive, but what will allow you to survive. Well, you know, you can survive on an island eating wood. So this is nonsense anyway. But, yeah, that's interesting that there seems to be and I think Adele Moussa just wrote a blog post about leucine more than BCAAs. And I have a whole jug of leucine at home, by the way, and I'm going to start using it. But leucine seems to be the magic amino acid. Taking leucine increases endurance, fat burning, muscle building, and BCAAs do not.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. So the magic is in the leucine.
Hmm.
We're learning every day. What else you want to talk about, Elisa Profumo?
Did you want to talk about the article that Alex Leaf put up about the microwave pastures?
Yes, I want to tell you. Okay, so... So there's all this discussion about pasteurization, right? Low heat pasteurization, high heat pasteurization, microwave pasteurization, all that sort of stuff, right? But I don't want to pay attention to any of it. Pasteurization is not good at all, any type, right? Even if it's raising things to very, very high heats, but for a second, this flash heat that they're talking about now, none of it is good. And here's applying critical thinking for a second. A cow's body temperature ranges from 101 to just under 103 Fahrenheit. Anything higher than that is not good for the milk. If you could, and anything higher than that, anything lower than that, lower than 120 or whatever they're talking about now, is not going to kill the bad pathogens. So the magic is not to incorporate or not to get the bad pathogens into the milk. It's not about pasteurization, okay? It's about keeping the milk clean, feeding the animals healthy diet so they don't get mastitis and pus in the milk, and drinking that.
Oh, that's disgusting.
I mean, you know what? I'm totally against pasteurization. As you know, I drink raw milk, I eat raw butter, I drink raw colostrum, and I'm not getting sick. And I've been doing this for well over a decade now. And I subjected my children to it, too, when they were young. And you know what? They didn't get sick when all the other kids in school were getting sick. Taylor and Chase didn't get sick. And I attribute it to the raw milk. So, yeah, but this whole discussion about pasteurization, in my humble opinion, is just a waste of time. Don't pasteurize. Keep the stuff clean to begin with. Anything above 101 degrees is not good because that's the environment that it's produced in. The enzymes thrive at that level because that's the core body temperature of a cow. So that's it. What do you think of that?
I think you're right. I always think you're right.
Oh, that's why I like you. You're the one person in the whole world that thinks I'm right. Anyway. All right. So what else do we have to talk about?
I've got a couple listener questions or couple,
comments.
Yes.
Yes, please. Well, first of all, let's do this. We have a couple birthdays to wish.
Okay.
The first one is Jason Leloup in Texas.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Jason Leloup.
Was that Marilyn Monroe saying happy birthday to happy birthday?
Happy birthday. You have to have that breathy voice. Like,
happy birthday.
I just ate garlic. I want to say happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Jason.
And then, of course, Peter Rouse. Happy birthday, Peter Rouse.
Yes,
look
happy
at that.
Birthday, Peter.
And Peter's moving to Switzerland, from what I understand. Uh-huh. He's made an announcement, I think, yesterday or the day before on Facebook that they're moving to Switzerland.
I wonder if we can go, too.
I'm sure. Or at least he can send us Swiss chocolate. Anyway, so happy birthday to you two guys in the Suprema Nation.
Okay, Jason Lelou also has a question. Could you ask Carl if there's any chance of getting the Keto Diet Superhuman University episode in the iTunes stream?
Yeah, I guess I could. I just have to figure out how to do that without... I guess I could just add it to the Superhuman Radio iTunes feed.
I think that you should do that.
Yeah, that's what I'll do. I'll just do it that way. That would be the easiest way to do it. Yes, I will do that.
Also, Clint Grefford. Am I pronouncing your name wrong? I'm sorry. It's G-R-E-F-F-A-R-D. He posted a picture of his wife, Crystal, and he said, living the physical culture lifestyle, thanks to SHR and Casual Friday. And then he posted a picture of his wife. And then I kind of looked at some of their pictures. They work out together.
Oh,
and,
cool.
Yeah.
So they're a superhuman couple like we are.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent.
It's awesome to have, you know, to be able to work out with your significant other.
Well, it's, you know what? In this day and age, so many people fall in love, get married, have children, and grow apart because they have very little in common, they realize, after they've been married for a while and the kids are growing up, and now it's like, oh, I have to spend time with you. You don't like the things that I like. I don't like the things that you like. I'm going to go with my friends. You go with your friends. The next thing you know, they're divorced. Just the way we talked about Coach Wade Johnson and his son Wes Johnson have an amazing relationship, one that's enviable of any father and son relationship. And I asked them point blank on the show the other day, do you think, Wes, that you would be as close to your dad as you are had you guys not been involved in powerlifting together? And he said no. And so it's the greatest gift you can give to your children, but more importantly, it's the greatest enhancement to your journey between you and your loved one, your wife, your partner, whoever it is, same sex couples, it doesn't matter. Your partner and you don't have to work out side by side. You and I don't work out side by side.
No.
But we arrive at the gym together, we talk, we see each other, you're doing your thing. Sometimes I help you, sometimes you help me.
Uh-huh.
But we're there together. You
yes.
know? And then we get together and we leave. And it's like we just worked out and we feel good. Then we have our post-workout meal and then we go do things. It's like, the journey is so much easier when you both like some of the same things.
Mm-hmm.
It's so important. So I commend them for training together. I think that's wonderful.
Well, and Clint also said, thank you for all the information you bring to light that will add years to our lives. Words can't define how much it means to us.
That is so sweet. And that, mm-hmm. you know what? And that is really, for me, what it's all about. Like when people say those kind of things, because the truth of the matter is, I don't know that I'm doing what I need to do on this show. This journey of mine is the same as yours. I'm just looking for answers. That's all I am. I have no answers of my own. I'm trying to find answers, and having people say things like that really is worth more than anything else that I can get from the show. I really, really appreciate you saying that. Thank you. Thank you. What else, Elisa?
That's all I have. What do you have?
Let's see. Catherine Elsperman sent me a link to that article about the Moscow subway, 30 squats for a free subway ride.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And I tried to email her back, but it's when our email server was having problems. But I said that wouldn't work here in the United States because the overweight population would say that it's unfair to them that people be able to get a free ride on the subway for doing bodyweight squats because they can't do bodyweight squats, and we would have to have either do 30 bodyweight squats or eat 30 Twinkies to get the subway ride for free in order to be fair. Otherwise, some liberal heart, bleeding heart liberal organization would come out and say that we're bullying obese people by doing something like that. You can't do that in the United States. You can't do anything sensible in the United States. Remember that. Nothing sensible in the United States because of political correctness. It doesn't matter if the country is going to hell in a handbasket. You can't stop it because you'll be considered a bully. And I'm surprised somebody hasn't called me a bully yet, to be honest with you. But, you know, I guess that's because I was a fat person and I have a right to talk like this because I lived that life and I chose a different path. So, but yes, thank you very much, Catherine, for sending that email over to us. Do we have anything else?
I just want to, so next week is Thanksgiving. And I want to say thank you to all of our listeners. And, you know, I appreciate you. I appreciate they post things on my wall constantly for us to use on the show or show suggestions. And it's appreciated. So I just wanted to say thank you.
I know. And you're absolutely right. And I would be remiss not to say that one of the greatest gifts that, we have, I think, is that, this show puts us in contact with so many wonderful people.
Yes, it
does. So many of you in the Superhuman Nation out there, and many of you go unnamed, but you're out there, you're supporting the show, and we thank you very, very much. Anything else?
No.
Okay. We will be on the air Monday. We have a great show Monday. Tune in Monday because one of the hours we're doing we're going to pay homage to the passing of Dan Lurie. Dan Lurie, a great contributor to physical culture. And I'll have Randy Roach and Paul Becker from trulyhuge.com and possibly Boyer Co. Will be on the show to talk about the passing of Dan Lurie. So we'll see you Monday. Have a great weekend and thanks for listening.
Bye.
Those muscle-building rag mags and listen to real health information you can trust.
So right now what's trending is like resistance exercise, CrossFit. So he's like, well, I'm going to write an article that will make all of those people go, what? There are people out there who are trying to convince themselves that heavy resistance training is not good for you. They want to be substantiated by why they don't go into the gym and do any kind of work. In order for you to get rhabdomyolysis, you have to be an extremely well-trained athlete who pushes your body beyond the point of no return. And even then, you may not get rhabdo.
Only on Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore.
They couldn't get rhabdo if I said, get rhabdo and I'll give you $1 million.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
From the people who brought you Aura MD, now get a free bottle of beautiful facial moisturizer for women from Trusted Health Products. No parabens, GMOs, synthetic chemicals, or additives. Just pure live botanical oils that will make your face look and feel younger. Your body looks 25, now make your face look the part. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the 100% pure skincare banner ad today. Perform.